Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The collect for the third Sunday of Advent. God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, beginning at the first verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me, he has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. This is the way of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev, May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
A reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning at the 16th verse. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the word of the prophet. But test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you were neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to unite the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. How exciting! Did you know that the Latin translation of Advent is Adventus, which means arrive or approach? And we know who's arriving soon that we all prepare for. We prepare for the coming of the Christ child that dear Creator so graciously sent us so many years ago. When my daughters were young, we would even bake a birthday cake together closer to Christmas to celebrate Jesus' birthday. It was a special annual tradition for us. But talk of Christmas is a little premature. Truly, at this time, we're just preparing for the big event. But Christmas is getting closer. As you know, there are candles lit each of the four Sundays in Advent. And then a final fifth candle is lit on Christmas Day. I was wandering the internet and discovered that the meanings of each candle of Advent are slightly different depending on the denomination. But essentially, the first candle represents hope. The second represents peace. And today's candle represents joy. And what joy we feel in the anticipation of the Christ child. Many have Advent calendars in their homes at this time of year. I actually buy several to give to younger relatives. But these calendars have something to open for each day of December leading up to Christmas Day. Prized every year to see the new Advent calendars with different contents. You used to only get chocolate ones or ones with ornaments or a little gift or simple ones that just indicate the day itself to show that you're getting closer to Christmas. Now there are Advent calendars with tea or even wine. Commercialization seems to be capitalizing on this season for sure. I'm afraid that I have to agree with the statement of putting the Christ back into Christmas. I'm not sure that kids these days even understand the celebration at this time of year and what it's actually for. So let's get back to the celebration we're preparing for. Let's get back to the gospel for today. As you listen to the gospel for today, you notice that it was from the book of John, and more specifically, it was about John himself, John the Baptist. The gospel isn't often from the book of John, so this is a bit of a treat. As you may remember, John was born to pave the way for Jesus. He even mentions that in today's gospel. But let's talk a little about the history of John's arrival for a second. John was born to Elizabeth. wife of Zacharias, and when they were both rather elderly, when John was conceived, it was truly a special blessing. Elizabeth was related to Mary, mother of Jesus. If I recall correctly, John was conceived about 6 months before Jesus, and he was, as I said, born to prepare the world for Jesus. In today's gospel, it says, and I quote, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all may believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light." So this speaks to the purpose or mission of John and to his coming to test, meaning Jesus, of course. Again, John himself was not that light. Jesus was, but John came to testify that Jesus was the light. There was also some confusion by people about John because John was baptizing people in water. And that was why some thought perhaps he might be the promised Messiah. As a matter of fact, it is pointed out in today's gospel that John was specifically asked if he was the Messiah, and he told them no. John was very clear about this. John knew his role and did not want to mislead people. He actually says, and this is one of my favorite lines in the Bible, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." I love the whole visual of someone crying out in the wilderness to get people to listen. John was trying to prepare whoever he could to be ready for Jesus. Now, of course, Jesus was already born at the time this particular passage takes place, which is documented in the Bible. And we know that Jesus doesn't actually really start his ministry till he's about 30 years old. It makes sense that we celebrate John on this third Sunday of Advent because it's Sunday of joy. During this whole season of Advent, we prepare for the Christ child. And John's whole function was to prepare us for Jesus, even though in this passage, John was preparing us for the ministry of Jesus. And we are at this point in the liturgical year. Third Sunday of Advent is also known as Gaudete Sunday. And since I'm on a Latin kick, and this is actually a Latin word, Gaudete means rejoice, of course. Remember, this is the Sunday of joy. It all ties together. The liturgical color for this Sunday is actually pink, actually rose-colored. So the Advent calendar for this Sunday is usually rose-colored, and in some churches, the vestments are even rose-colored. So since we're on the topic of joy, in Wikipedia, it says that theologian Henri Nouwen described the difference between joy and happiness. While happiness is dependent on external conditions, joy, he says, is the experience of knowing that you are unconditionally loved and that nothing, sickness, failure, emotional distress, oppression, war, or even death can take that love away. Thus, joy can be present even in the midst of sadness. Think about that for a minute. Close your eyes and feel the joy of being truly and unconditionally loved. Isn't it wonderful? Also of note is that in the 2014 Gaudete Sunday homily, Pope Francis said that Gaudete Sunday, known as the Sunday of Joy, and that instead of fretting about all they still hadn't done to prepare for Christmas, people should think of all the good things life has given you. This is truly the Sunday for rejoicing. Try to stop the fretting over what hasn't been done yet, all the decorating, buying, wrapping, and baking, and think of all the great things God has given you in your life. I do this every day. Of course, there are dozens of things I wish I had, but I have so much to be truly grateful for. I am sure that we all do. There are some who do not have the basics like food on the table, clothes on their backs, or shelter. And as Christians, we need to remember this joy and translate it into being grateful and joy together to help others who don't have those basics that many of us have taken for granted and often forget to be grateful for. Even the Grinch said it, maybe perhaps Christmas is a little bit more. More than the packages, boxes, and bags, I believe the poem says. Christmas embodies all of what the Sundays of Advent represent. Hope, peace, joy, and spoiler alert for next Sunday, love. All of these things in that tiny little Christ child. Finally, on this Gaudete Sunday, remember to take a moment and feel that joy, remembering that special holy child who arrives, remembering the love that dear Creator has for each of us and every one of us, and remember John, who was born ahead of Jesus, whose mission was preparing the way for the mission that the Christ child was born to do. Now on to one holy, blessed Trinity, all dominion, glory, and power. Amen.
As we stand in God's presence, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole people of God, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing near to the light of faith, that the Lord will bring to them true knowledge of himself, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our families and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all they do, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for all those who are ill at this time and need to know God's healing touch, especially Aaron, Phil, Stephen, Virginia, and any others known unto us. For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored, that the Lord will comfort and sustain them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, that the Lord will help us to contribute to its true growth and well-being, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. Blessings we receive in this sacred connection. Move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving action. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister. And this planet is a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone you love, this day and forevermore.
Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com.
If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.